Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
7:33 is the time. A little blowy out there this morning.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to bring in somebody that we love having on. Hasn't been on in a while. If you don't know this person, just drive up and down 93, and if you see a little car and a woman belting out a song, it would be her.
He forgot to mention that the top is down.
No, but I said it was windy, so I didn't want you messing your hair, so I had the top up.
Oh, just who cares?
You belting out really? The song.
No, that's me. Disco top down, yeah, any day of the week.
I know, I can see it. Mm-hmm. Tori Barabee, New Hampshire Higher Education Assistance Foundation. You feeling okay?
I am feeling great. How about you?
Well, no, I'm hearing your voice, and it's rather deep this morning. So,
when you live alone, and the only person you talk to before you call in a radio show is your cat,
Did you go through?
I haven't been up for 3 hours.
Did you? It's no prize, trust me. Have you talked to the cat about what you're going to talk about? Do you rehearse?
She's very uninterested in this topic. But I think that probably a lot of your listeners might be interested in this topic.
Well, first of all, let me... The demand for student loans, even though we're in the pandemic, and education, how they're meeting out education, some of the colleges, has changed, in theory, temporarily. But they're still applying for loans. They still have to go to school, whether it's long distance, at home or on a campus or whatever, right?
Right, okay. Right. So, for this academic year, the year that will end on June 30th, kids are pretty much all set for their loans. But thinking ahead to what will happen for students as they return to campus in September.
Is that a given?
I don't know.
That's my point. Is it a given?
It's an assumed right now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a given yet.
No, I don't think it's a given that students will be returning to campus, or some may choose not to. And who knows how this all shakes out, when campuses will open and what that will look like for individuals as they make that choice. Am I going to go back to campus? Do I want to learn online?
Yep.
Because so many of our college students, Pat and I were talking before you came on about his son started at school and came home in the spring of his freshman year.
And his life was upended. His life as he knew it was upended. Yeah. And he is struggling with the online courses. The reality is some instructors are good at going online. Some instructors are not the same as they are in person online. They're just not as, and it's frustrating because he's separated. Right. Patrick was always a very involved in the classes. He'll speak up. He'll ask the question. He'll start a conversation. And which is wonderful. It's a little tougher in these circumstances.
It's a different way of learning.
I'm sorry, Peter?
I said, will you shut up and let her talk? Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
I was just pointing out what may be happening to other people.
Sure. And my niece is a senior at the Culinary Institute of America, and their campus closed. And when you're a culinary student, a lot of what you do is in a kitchen. For them to switch to online learning on the drop of a dime was not an easy task for them either. So colleges and universities have had to sort of adapt. How are we going to deliver our curriculum, make it meaningful, and figure out once this is over, how does that change the scope of our work?
Does she tell everybody she works for the CIA?
she has used the phrase, I'm off to the CIA.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, you know, you got to run with what you got.
But and then on the other hand, for students who are currently college seniors, you do feel kind of badly for them because here they are at the end of this momentous 4 years, yep. and it's all being kind of rightfully, you know, their lives have been upended while this happens. But, you know, you're seeing colleges saying that they won't hold graduation or commencement when they would have.
Right.
And, you know, some schools are saying, we'll see you in October. We'll see you next year. You can walk with next year's class.
Yep. Send a check, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, send a check, by the way.
Yeah, we did pay for her graduation fees before she came home.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but lots around that topic. But I thought today maybe we'd take a minute and talk about folks that are currently might have student loans. And in this period of, you know, somewhat economic unrest, mm-hmm. How do you manage those? Because the president did pass and sign into legislation an act on March 27th called the CARES Act.
Right.
And that act actually has provided some temporary relief to folks who are currently paying on their direct student loans. And so those are loans that students or parents would have taken out after on or after July 1st of 2010
mm-hmm.
with the federal government. And as part of that act, to provide some temporary relief from making student loan payments, any of those loans have been set to a 0% interest rate between March 13th and September 30th. And they've also deferred or forbeared is the technical term,
right.
Payments during those five and a half months.
Mm-hmm.
So moms and dads who took out PLUS loans or students who have loans after July 1st of 2010 do not need to be making payments on them until September 30th, and those loans, no matter what you choose to do, are currently at a 0% interest rate.
So it's not accruing any balance, additional balances.
Correct.
Okay,
right.
Correct.
Which is something you normally worry about.
When she said that, I'm thinking, okay, so what? I'm not paying the interest. Oh no, I'm not paying the interest or the principal.
Right.
And because it's zero, it's not adding on money. So when you come back in September, hey, surprise, ding, ding, ding.
Right.
Right. Right. So huge relief. So there are 9 servicers who work with the government to deliver these loans from 2010 forward. And they automatically updated their systems. So borrowers really don't have to do anything other than look at your account once in a while and just make sure that it's set at 0% interest and mm-hmm. that the next due date on your loan is after September 30th, 2020. And they would have notified you as well, right?
Right.
So they would have sent you, you know, put an electronic announcement in whatever portal you might be using.
Mm-hmm.
They may have sent you an email. They may have sent you a piece of mail that said, based on the CARES Act, here's what's happened to your loan. It doesn't mean that folks can't make payments if they want to during this time.
Right.
The nice little Benny is that if they do make a payment, those all go towards the principal of the loan because now you have no interest to pay.
That's great.
Got it.
That's great. And that could be a plus for you if you can afford it.
But if I make payments now, do I pick up again in September? I mean, is it?
Yeah.
If I do the June, July, August, September, do I get, you know, can I take 3 months off after that or am I just staying on the system?
No, you're just making payments and being a good doobie.
Okay.
And it doesn't, if you make a payment, it doesn't mean that you have to make one every month.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the line, you're looking at the checkbook and you say, you know what, I do have an extra 50 or 100 or a couple hundred bucks, and, you know, maybe I should throw it at the my student loan.
And pay that principal down, yeah?
Not on my checkbook.
Yep, not your checkbook.
Sorry.
But that's a great benefit for folks who have loans that were taken through the federal government on or after July 1st of 2010. So then there are those borrowers who have loans that were taken before July 1st of 2010 with the federal government, and those would have been known as Stafford loans or, again, Parent Plus loans that parents took for their benefiting student. Those don't qualify for the 0% and the forbearing of payments until September 30th. But if you're one of those folks and you're wondering, geez, I'm having trouble making my payment, there are absolutely deferment and forbearance options that are available
to you.
You
just love saying that word, don't you? You just love to work forbearance into that.
Forbearance.
You haven't used that word in 20 years. And now you
I
get
use
to,
that word every day.
Yeah, that's day. Right. Yeah, I know. And this isn't it is an appropriate time.
Well,
to
no,
talk
no,
about
no. I get now. These loans you're talking about, are these federal loans or are these loans that were generated in New Hampshire
These are all federal student loans.
Yep.
All federal loans. So if you have a loan before July 1st of 2010, those loans you want to reach out to your servicer and ask your loan servicer what options are available to you if you're having trouble making payments. So for some folks, that might be an economic hardship or an unemployment deferment. And there are years of time that are given to you as a federal borrower that you may qualify for, usually given in 90-day increments. And you have to do some paperwork. But, again, a nice option if you're struggling to make your student loan payments with the government prior to July 1st of 2010. Again, there's probably a dozen or so servicers that are handling those loans, and you would want to reach out to them and ask what options are available to you. And then there are the private student loans, and those are the loans that moms and dads and students would have taken at any point to help pay for the cost of the rest of the year. So after grants and scholarships and federal money, they may have had to take a loan with a company like Sallie Mae or Discover or Wells Fargo.
Oh, okay.
Or they might have a loan with a nonprofit agency.
Like you.
Or a credit union, a bank. And those loans are not under the same provisions with the 0% interest rate and the no payments until September. And you want to ask your private loan lenders what options are available to you if you're struggling to make those payments. And some are making provisions to expand what was available. Some are really just better articulating what payment options are available to folks that might be in that bucket. But absolutely there are options available for families that are struggling to make student loan payments. But clearly the biggest is that if you've got loans since 2010 with the federal government, that those loans are currently at 0% interest rate and no payments until after September 30th.
All right. Have you had coffee yet?
I'm having it as we speak.
Okay. Tell you what. We're going to give you 3 minutes. Get jacked up on coffee. We're going to take a break. and we'll be back on the other side. Tori Barabee, New Hampshire Higher Education Assistance Foundation, explaining stuff. If you have a specific question for Ms. Barabee, feel free to give us a call. And if she can't answer, Pat and I will.
Yes.
You may not like our answer.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
but Tori will give you the right answer.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take a break. Back with more right after this.
The people you're about to meet sold 2 million records of Waterloo in Europe alone. They've traveled all over the continent. They've only been here, I guess, maybe 2-3 times. They really haven't seen all of the United States. I hope they get a chance to do so. And the combination of their first name's initials makes up the name of the group. We're going to be talking with them in a half a second. Ladies and gentlemen, please greet from Stockholm, Sweden, ABBA!
American Bandstand, November 14th. 1975.
Oh, my God. I wasn't even born then.
That's why I played it.
Yes, music older than Tori.
Most music is.
Peter probably wore a leisure suit when this was popular.
No, I was always a jeans guy, never leisure suit. Sorry.
You know, admit to it, there was a lime green leisure suit somewhere in your past.
Oh, God. I think I hit a guy one night coming out of the parking lot wearing one, but that was it. Oh, gosh. Tori Barabee in the house, kind of on the phone with us. Do you have coffee? You feeling better now?
I do. In my pink Yeti. I'm good.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
My pink Yeti.
I got my green one.
Yeah, well.
I got my silver one. Okay.
Yep, see?
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
where can I get a new lid for my Yeti?
Rocky's Hardware on Loudon Road.
Look at that.
Oh, really? Because I broke the, it's got a crack in it. And I don't want to throw it away and spend $27 for something. I only need the top.
Yeah. They sell them separately.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
What I wanted. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Not what you know, it too, you know, Peter.
Yeah, I know. She knows. Yeah. She knows everything. I know.
Well, and then there's one more piece of information that I thought, if we have a moment, that I'd share for folks who, like Mr. Kelly, have kids that are in school currently in college, mm-hmm. And also as part of that CARES Act. There has been grant money made available to colleges to give to current students who may have had to have left campus abruptly and are
through no fault of their own, right?
Mm-hmm. Through no fault of their own.
Thank you. Okay.
Right. So as a result of COVID-19, where, you know, perhaps, for instance, they need help covering the rent. Or they need help covering food because they may live off campus, but their campus is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were one of the ones that the campus said were closing and you need to get on a flight and go home, and they had to buy an emergency ticket home. So the CARES Act gave emergency funding to colleges to award to students to help cover some of the unexpected costs that came along with COVID-19. And so every financial aid office, business office at a college is currently kind of wondering how they're going to award that and in what structure that will happen. But if you've got a student who was on campus or not even living on campus but enrolled in college this semester and their lives have been disrupted, one of the pieces of advice would be to ask if they are eligible for any of the emergency funding that the school will be given to give to students, and what's the school's process to access that funding.
Wow. Okay. Now, this is 2-year, 4-year school, irrespective of the length.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So, schools here, if you were a school that awarded federal financial aid in the state of New Hampshire, and we have, quite a few of those, they've been given funds, and those funds have been designated to give to students to support them in one way or the other. So
great.
Schools will figure out that process.
Wow. Yeah, this is, like we were talking to the governor last week, we're winging this, writing the book as we go along.
Right.
And I said that to somebody over the weekend, and they said, well, we had the Spanish flu. I said, no. That was 100 years ago.
Right.
Treatments have changed, communications. No, there was a pandemic 100 years ago, yes, but you cannot equate it. It's apples and oranges, but you know, it has thrown everybody's life upside down. So, like Tori said, does the student call the school or the parent call the school? Which would you recommend?
You know, if you're looking, if you're a current student and you're trying to figure out how to access any of those emergency grant funds, I would start with the school's financial aid website because, again, these colleges are closed and, again, you know, or working remotely. You might have better luck trying through an email and seeing if they've posted a form or directions on their website. And I would venture to guess that most of these schools are still trying to put some procedures and policies in place around how they will award those funds and what will that look like.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things to try and stay on top of now.
Right, but yeah. And you've got to do it.
Man,
you have to actively seek out some of these things.
Wow.
Right. Very new and very, you know, not easy for everybody to process or to deal with every day. But there are certainly some avenues for folks that are looking at student loans or current college kids in how to get a little bit of financial relief if needed.
So can we call you? I mean, call, you know, Granite State.
You can call. Sure.
Thank
sure.
you. Okay.
Yep.
So
if
I'm all confused and, you know.
So we are a nonprofit agency here in New Hampshire called the NEEF Network, and we work in the student loan industry. You don't have to be one of our borrowers, but we'd be delighted to sort of help you navigate where you think you need to be.
Do you, in order for me to call you or contact you, does my account have to begin with F8?
Those are for our federal borrowers.
Okay.
We don't care if you have an F8 in your account number.
Okay.
If you're just a New Hampshire borrower and you're like, hey, I heard there's grant funds available.
There you go.
Tell me more.
That's all I'm trying to do, hook people up with somebody who knows.
Yep. So anybody is welcome to call 888-747-2382, extension 117.
Oh, that's your extension. Holy moly, you're going right to the top on this
one. There you go.
Yeah, there is no messing around. And if you want to call her going, why do you put up with Pat and Peter? Feel free. I mean, that's okay.
Because if she can put up with Pat and Peter, she can get anything done.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We're like putty in her hands. Yes, I know.
Oh, you two are delightful.
We love having you on because you were just this fountain of knowledge and we ask one question and you're gone for 20 minutes. It's like, wow.
Did you leave your studio while I was talking?
No, I'm sitting right here. I was hanging on your every word, girl.
Yes,
no.
we're wicked clean.
Yeah.
We are wicked clean.
As a matter of fact,
are you wearing masks in your studio?
No,
because
we're in separate studios.
Okay.
But I'm going to have my orange now. So.
Congratulations.
I'm being healthy. Yep. So, Tori, as always, a blast. New Hampshire Higher Education Assistance Foundation. Tori Barabee, Vice President for Life.